Okay, if you never go back, then you're not giving me much room to come up with a solution. What I'd suggest, my suggestion would be to, we'll book the Airbnb, book it for a month first of all, because then that's something you've got. I mean, you want to go and look and see if you like it first of all. As soon as you know you like it, then you can book another month if you need to. In terms of getting your stuff, if you never go back, you've said it, you pack up your three suitcases with as much as you can take in and never go back there. My suggestion would be to say you're going to come and collect your stuff or get someone to collect your stuff and pack up as much as you want to send to me and then just send it directly to me. And that's going to take a little bit of time. So I can't give you a conclusive answer. If you're saying to me, what are we going to do about this? I can't, because I'm only on my phone trying to talk to you, trying to work out solutions. I'm in the air, you know. I will get you as much money as I can, all right? But you need to let me at least get off the plane and start, you know, and get home and start dealing with stuff and start to get some money together, which I will do.
I don't think you understand, and I don't think that Caitlin understood. There is absolutely nothing at all that I can do to deal with my mother. Nothing. There is nothing that I can do, okay? The mental anguish, okay? The adrenaline that was pumping through my body. I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand how bad it really was tonight, where she would not leave my room. She would not leave me alone. You really think that I can do anything other than take my three suitcases, if I can, if I'm lucky enough, get all of my things and leave and never come back? Do you think there's any other way other than that? Because I don't. She will burn my things. She would burn my things. Like, you have no idea. This is going to be so costly. You have no clue. Like, this is going to cost me so much money. I should probably put my stuff into storage. That's what I should do. I should put my stuff in storage.
And I was helping her. I was helping her. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with her at all. I'm so baffled. I can't believe it. I can't believe how bad tonight was. Like, I just cannot believe it. How horrible she is towards me. I'm so not okay after tonight.
I still don't think that you understand what I went through tonight. I really don't.
Well, it's something that you're going to put behind you because things are changing. You said it. Things are changing. We are married now. We're husband and wife. You're becoming part of my family who don't do things like that. And the things we're doing now are going to move you away from your mother. So whatever she does over the next whenever, we just need to put yourself in a position so it doesn't hurt you. And yeah, you need to look after your voice. It's very important, your voice. I mean, you have to look at it this way, I think. It's like you know this cannot continue. You know things have to change, and you've been saying it to me. This cannot carry on. I don't want to go back there. So this is, you know, everything is falling into place for us and our future. And you're not going to be experiencing this in the future. And really, all you need to do is get your stuff out of there. And from that point on, you don't really need to have anything to do with it. It's over, Viv. That's the only way you can look at it. You're just working your way out of there. So that's fine. She's created this situation. And we'll spend the money necessary. But you know, we've got our plans. We'll get things moving in the right direction. And she's gonna, it's gonna pan out like you said, she's gonna end up on her own. She can't deal with people. It's disgusting what she's doing. But look, let's calm down. Let's get some sleep tonight, okay? Tonight we've thought about it enough. So let's do the word game. Let's calm down. And let's get the sleep tonight so that we can get more sorted out tomorrow. Because we're rising above this. You and me together, all right? We are rising above it.
This is so horrible. You don't understand how horrible it is. This is so horrible, Rob. This is so bad. Do you know how it feels to be disrespected like this and to be out on this street? Do you have any idea what that feels like?
You've just booked the Airbnb, so you've taken a really good positive step so that you're out of the way for a month. You're not there. You can carry on with doing your work. You can get on with things. You don't have to deal with it. That's you're moving towards that.
I don't know. I just feel so horrible. I hated tonight. I hated everything that happened.
We'll deal with that in the morning, then. I have been out on the street once or twice with nowhere to go, and I've had to work something out. But I know it was really horrible for you tonight. I know it was, Finn. Do you think I want to be on a plane going in the opposite direction? I shouldn't have gone. This is my fault. What can we do right now to work together? You know, what can we do to try and help you a bit here? Well, Viv, look, I'm trying to calm you down. I'm trying to say, you know, let's put it away tonight. I know it was terrible. Don't think that I don't understand how awful it was, because I know it was awful. I know that. But I don't want to dwell on it. I want us to try and put it to one side, because I'm not sure if focusing on it is going to help you calm down and get to sleep. It was awful, but we're going to end it. It's a watershed. We have to finish that. And we have to move on to other things. And we have to move on. And to get there, we need you to rest. So can we put it away for tonight? Let's do it together.
It'll be a miracle if I can sleep tonight, Rob. It will be a miracle if I can sleep tonight. I'm going to have no mailing address. I just don't even want to fucking be here. I swear. I don't want to be here, Rob. What am I going to do? I'm like, oh my God.
Okay. I think we're going to need your cousin to help. You've got a place to go for the next month. Good move. We're going to sort this, Viv. I'm telling you, we are going to sort this. Your cousin, hopefully she's going to help. That's good news. Please stick with me here, because, you know, I'm trying my best for the plane here. We're going to get this sorted out. My family is going to look after you. You are my wife. My family will love you. I'm telling you, you're coming to such a good family. We have stood through such difficult things, and you are going to become part of our family. We're going to love and cherish you. This is coming to an end, what this situation. And your mother's trying to break you down. We can't let her do it, you know? We're not going to let her derail this. You know, we're going to do it. Christiane is going to help. We're all going to help. So let's work together. Yes, it's not a great situation, but there's money there. I'm going to sort out the money. It's 6 a.m. in the morning at the minute. I don't want to message my mum asking her for money right now. But as soon as I'm off the plane, I will call my mother and I will try and arrange for some money.
Well, I mean, it may be, maybe I'm overreacting just a little bit, because I do have savings, but like, I'll just make it, you know what I mean? I'll just make it per month, you know? But I do have like money in my savings account, and, you know, I guess dollars is not as good as, I don't know. So I think we'll be okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being dramatic. I'm just being emotional. I think that it takes like, I've been through so much stress tonight and like so much physical and mental stress and like the adrenaline that was just pumping through my body when the whole thing was going on. I mean, it's just too much for me. And yeah, it's just too much for me.
Right. I shouldn't have let that happen. I should have been more firm. I should have just stayed. I should have delayed my flight. I should have stayed and I should have dealt with this. I've let you down, Viv. But hopefully you'll start to feel a bit better. You know, you can't let this carry on, right? You can't. It's not right. You know I'm not going to treat you like that. You know that you now have a family who will look after you. You know that. You have done brilliantly this evening. Now let's try and make you feel a bit less horrible, right? Because you should be very happy with what you've done tonight. I know it hurts. Your mother shouldn't be talking to you like this. Your mother is not very well. Know that.
Rob, I'm not gonna have enough money for storage and Airbnbs and Ubers and food and all this stuff. I'm not gonna have the money for it.
Vivian, listen to me now and listen very carefully. I am going to sort out the money. I'm going to speak to my mum in the morning. You have a family who loves you. I'm on the plane right now. You're going to have to be fair to me as well here, okay? I'm doing my best in a very difficult situation. I will get money. My mother will support us. She will help us. We have cash. You're not alone. Your family loves you. You've got a new family. We're going to work this out. Let me ask you something. In 3 months' time, do you think it's going to be as bad as this? In 3 months' time, when you're with my family, this is going to be a distant memory.
She's just miserable and she's evil and she's more evil than I ever thought that she was. It's like just when I thought that, she was like a certain way, she's worse than what I think, you know? She's way worse than what I think she is. And you know what? I don't even know, because if you had stayed, both of us would have been out on the street. We had would have had nowhere to go, both you and I. She has absolutely no respect for me as a human being, and she just treats me like she just constantly keeps breaking me down over and over again. When she was in my room, in my face, you would not believe. When she was in my room, in my face like that. I mean, I can't get over it. I can't get over it. I just can't. I cannot believe this is happening to me. I don't deserve this. But yeah, my cousin said she just saw my message just now.
Do you feel sleepy at all, or are you feeling tired?
I'm yawning a little bit, but like I just keep thinking about tonight. It's like I'm sleepy, but I keep thinking about tonight.
Okay, so how about we try and think about the future? I don't know if that's one thing I do. When I go through something bad, I think of how things might be better in the future. So, I mean, is it worth doing that? Or think about some of the nice times we had, say, with my family, like, being out with Emily.
You know what it is? I think I'm traumatized. Like, I have trauma from what happened tonight, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Do you feel sleepy at all, or are you feeling tired? Sorry, that message didn't work. I was just saying that in a few months' time, we'll be able to look back at this and say, oh, it was a horrible experience, but you're now in a better place, better people that love you and care for you and want to make you feel part of the family. Do you think, you know, we just need to stick it out and get to where we need to be? Remember, we're going to stick it out. I know it's been horrible tonight, but this is, you're coming to the end of this. It was always going to be like this. You are coming, you're going to have such a nice time in my family, Viv, honestly. We're going to get there. So tonight, let's get some sleep. I love you so much. Let's get some sleep, eh? Let's do the word game. Okay, so how about we try and think about the future? I don't know if that's one thing I do. When I go through something bad, I think of how things might be better in the future. So, I mean, is it worth doing that? Or think about some of the nice times we had, say, with my family? Like, you know, being out with Emily.
I'm yawning a little bit, but, like, I just keep thinking about tonight. It's like, I'm sleepy, but I keep thinking about tonight. Yeah, but then I'll have my, like, computer on, and I don't know. I don't know if the word game is helping, because I keep, like, flicking between you and the word game, and it's a little bit hard to manage over the phone.
Okay, I'll leave you to listen to that then. Just let me know if you need me. If I don't respond immediately, it might be because we're in the little spot, which is a bit iffy. So listen to my recording. I love you very much. You take care.
I love you. Just so you know, I started to listen to your recording and it did kind of make me feel sleepy.